Let's listen to Florence and Ramona.
Florence! Ramona! The top lot! Hi, Ramona!
Hello!
Today, Ramona's going to tell you about when she lied and how she felt. I'm Florence Higgins interviewing Ramona Gunstone. Prepare to be amazed.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I had two siblings, Izzy and Lucas, and there was this really nice purse that cost 50 bucks in the mall.
So did you wait until Christmas?
Not exactly.
Then what did you do?
Well, I didn't have 50 bucks, but I knew that Izzy did.
Did you take her money?
Yeah, boy.
What happened next?
I'd be telling you if you wouldn't interrupt.
Sorry.
Okay, so a few hours later, the whole family were going to the mall. The family were getting their wallets. That's when Izzy realized that she didn't have her 50 bucks. Seriously, shut up. I'm trying to tell you the story.
Rude! You are so rude. Anyway, moving on.
Then Izzy came up to me and asked whether I saw her 50 bucks or not. And I said, sorry, no.
How do you feel about what you did, Ramona?
I still feel guilty about it after 20 long years.
Do you think it's good that you lied?
No, but I was so attached to that person, I wasn't thinking straight.
God, did you just fart?
No! It was with Nona making mouth sounds. Troublesome bum!
Sorry, Winona's my daughter. She's just a little out of control.
And farting a lot. Anyway, let's just have a 20-minute break, okay? Sorry about that. Moving on.
No, but I was so attached to that person, I wasn't thinking straight.
And also, darling, do you think it was good that you lied to get out of trouble? Sorry, this one is a burper.
Yes, I shouldn't have lied, but I was so scared of getting in trouble, I kept it a secret.
That's the interview with Florence and Ramona. Dun, dun.
Bye.
Sorry for the cutouts. We were doing the interview in a storm.
Also, her daughter is a crazy pants.
She would like to say some last words.
Oh no, the tornado is coming! Run! Oh no! Now my little child is dead! But still screaming. She would like to say some very last words until she dies.
Hi, I'm Anona. Bye. Bye.
Those were Winona's last words. Please. Please cry in your corner for God's forgiveness.